Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go to Bill O'Reilly, author of the hit Killing the SS, on the Spring Dance Hot Tubs Hotline with Dom Giordano. Hey, Bill, welcome back and congratulations.
Thank you, Dom. Number one on Sunday at the New York Times list again, so I'm sure they're happy over there about that.
have they gotten the drift, too, that this isn't just by happenstance, you know, when you make your choices? You really wanted to focus in on evil, and I haven't heard any fair pushback to say, look, Trump is not Mussolini, Hitler, Himmler, Eichmann. You got to stop it with this. It just degrades everything.
I know. I hope they'll stop now for a little while anyway after the election yesterday. It's just a caricature now. I mean, everyone knows that the media has partnered up with the Democratic Party and the left, and it's no longer an industry that seeks the truth or wants to report accurately to the American public. So, you know, how cartoonish do you want to get? I mean, you know, I had a guy in the Washington Post, Capehart, write a column yesterday and go on CNN and reiterate that anybody who supports Trump or the Republicans has racist tendencies. I mean, come on. You know, that's not just insulting. That's stupid. And
yeah,
Don, there's nothing worse on this earth than a stupid person who insults you. You know, you want smart people to insult you.
I remember that. That's a good tip. Yeah, and the new book should be called Killing Journalism. I mean, it's
dead already. I don't have to kill it.
I mean,
it's stunning. I've been in the journalism business for 45 years, and I run my own news operation on BillO'Reilly.com. And everywhere I go, people go, oh, are you going to come back on cable TV? And I look at them, I said, do you really think that cable TV is, you know, I don't know, maybe I could upgrade it a little bit. But then I say to him, do I want to have security guards follow me around as I had for 20 years working for Fox News? I had to have security guards go with me in public and sit outside my house at night. I mean, is this the way I want to live? Because it's a lot more hateful now than it was when I started cable news. Horrible now.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, Bill,
and that's where we are.
Bill, last night, Fox News called this well before CNN. And look, they have excellent people there in their Situation Room. But listeners were pretty concerned, and I was tweeting and on Facebook both at the same time. I don't know if you were doing anything live at that point. They called it at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time that the House would go for Democrats.
Yeah.
They were right. Is that an indicator of their trying in their news operation maybe to say, look, we're different than the opinion people, because there's been a lot of back and forth the last couple of days with being too pro-Trump at a rally and the like?
Well, I mean, look, I don't know what the apparatus is at Fox News for their predictions. I don't know who's in charge. I don't know what they do. I went up live at 10 last night for a half an hour of analysis at 9:30. As you just said, they made the call, and I knew they were right. I mean, you could see it. So I didn't have any beef with the call. They were right. What I did have a beef with, and this is really interesting, and nobody has reported it, is that all the networks, including Fox News, knew that Donnelly in Indiana was going to lose the moment the polls closed there. The exit polling was so overwhelming that he was going to lose, but nobody reported it. Why? And I'll tell you why. Because the chieftains on the left-wing media didn't want to send a message to voters in Nevada and Arizona and other places, Montana, that it might be a rough night for the Democrats. So they held it. Now, that's corrupt. That is just flat-out corrupt.
Did Fox hold it also, do you think?
Yeah, they held it.
Yeah, that's pretty... Well, was that...
And they knew.
Right.
Everybody knew. So you tell me. And I don't know. I mean, look, this trouble at every single cable news operation now, every one, there's trouble. They got declining demographics. Once Trump leaves the stage, what are they going to report on? It's either you hate them or you love them on all of those networks. They don't do anything else. And there was a study last week, 95% of viewers of Fox vote Republican, 90% CNN, MSNBC vote Democrat. So you don't have discretionary viewing. It's, hey, I want to hear a certain point of view. I'm going to turn on this channel.
So what would Bill O'Reilly, what did you do in this environment, which is more hardened than you were there, but what did you do to try to, what did you try to bring to it to break out of that?
Well, first of all, I studied the research that came in.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that the O'Reilly factor had primarily traditional conservative audience, but a major amount of independents also.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 15 to 20% of viewers were liberal. So I knew what the profile was. And then I'm not an ideologue. You and I have known each other for years. I'm not ideological. I don't endorse anybody. I don't go up and campaign for anybody. I'm not rooting for anybody. I want the best people. I split my ticket yesterday in New York. I vote for the problem solver, the person that I think is going to be the most honest.
Do you see Trump as a problem solver, though, in large measure?
I see him as a problem solver in certain areas.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly economically. Certainly. Far and away his biggest skill. And I think he's got a pretty good vision, thanks to people like Defense Secretary Mattis, of how to deal with the villains in the world. I thought Barack Obama was pushed around, allowed ISIS to get out of control. When was the last time I heard about ISIS attacking anybody? That's Trump.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I think that he's a problem solver in some areas, but he does create problems in others. The reason that the Democrats won the House was not policy. It was because a lot of women don't like Trump's style. That's why they took the House back.
Now,
not policy.
Now, Bill, this week, Trump has started to send these little missives out there, maybe just for the election. Oh, maybe I should tone it down a little bit and all that. I don't know that he is very, very flexible, and you know him better, certainly, than anybody we get on. But I don't know that he has it in him to change that part of it. What do you think?
It's hard to ascertain. I mean, I know him for 30 years, but I'm not a buddy.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he's moody in the sense of, so is Barack Obama, so is Bush the Younger. They're moody. Now, Bush the Younger was supremely disciplined, so he would never let that show to anyone or tweet anything. I don't think to this day the man tweets. Barack Obama was constrained by his wife and Valerie Jarrett, who were with him all the time. And then when Obama wanted to punch me in the head, they say, no, maybe you don't want to punch Bill today. All right? Well, Trump don't have any of that. Okay, so whether he can discipline himself, because certainly it would help him if the Democrats get crazy in the House, and the press is going to continue to be crazy. If the Democrats get crazy in the House and start to create anarchy, that's going to help Trump get reelected. If he doesn't overreact to it. He's got to react to it, but if he doesn't overreact to it. So, you know, for him, self-preservation, advancing his power needle, it would behoove him to be a little bit more disciplined in the way he strikes back.
Exactly right. Now, Bill, what kind of back and forth you get in Europe and a lot of places, including your own, about the book and the reason that you wrote it? And when we have you here in just about 9 days, I'm going to spend a lot of time drilling down on it because I'm so glad somebody with this type of platform, it's a huge platform that you have with these books, and particularly the people you reach that ordinarily might not read something this serious because of how interesting, it's almost a page-turner, if you could say that, about the subject. What kind of reaction are you getting? Do people want to talk about evil, what that is, and how to deal with it?
Well, I'm doing an interview in about an hour and a half with the Israeli press.
Okay.
And we did our research primarily in Israel, because they were responsible for getting Eichmann and tracking Mengele and that kind of thing. And we got to see the Mossad files that nobody else had ever seen, which is why the book is so compelling, in my opinion, because what you're seeing is what actually happened within the concentration camps, then the escape of these heinous murderers, then the track down. So we have it all for you. Now, the reaction has been, okay, this is the eighth killing book O'Reilly's written. There are 19 million copies in print, the most successful nonfiction book series of all time. So if we're in the media, we don't want to acknowledge that. We don't want to say that. We don't want to give him any more platform to become even more powerful than he is, because we don't like him. Now, on the folks, you know, I get an awful lot of mail. They have questions, Dom, you know, because this isn't taught in public schools. I mean, maybe you watch it on the History Channel, you see a doc here and there, but most people have no blanking clue how that could ever happen on this planet and how they could possibly get away. And the Red Cross helping them, elements of the Catholic Church helping them. How could that happen? So people have a lot of questions about the book. And they're mad that the press, some of them, equate Nazism with the Trump administration.
Yeah, exactly. Here's the other insight, too, that really intrigued me, and you made it over and over again, and I didn't want to gloss over it, and I'll really drill down on it, how ordinary these people are. I knew Himmler was a chicken farmer. I knew how nondescript Eichmann is. He was just a guy. And yet they were capable of not only, but the mechanized manner, the mania to create something like this from these ordinary guys is something that's the insight.
And no remorse afterward.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah.
And that shows you that every human being is capable of evil. And you don't know. People don't know. You know, they get married, and then all of a sudden they're looking, and 5 years later, this kind of crazy stuff that's going on, or they have best friends that turn on them, or, you know, their children don't turn out to be the way they want them to be. And no one is immune from this. No one. But you've got to know it exists. You can't turn away, as they did in Germany. The whole population turned away. They knew. I mean, these guys were running around the street beating up Jewish kids. Come on. You can't turn away from that.
Exactly right.
But in America, thank God, we have a system where that can't happen. But individuals can do stuff, as we've seen. And evil has to be confronted. If you see something, say something. That cliche is very real and should be something that we all respect.
Absolutely. Until next week, where do people find Bill O'Reilly?
BillO'Reilly.com. We have a kick butt show tonight. We were live last night during the election analysis. That's the place where I am. You know, if you want to hear me and see what I'm doing, BillO'Reilly.com. It's easy. We keep the premium membership very inexpensive. We send you presents. You get discounts. You get everything. And then if you want to buy Killing the SS, obviously Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. Get it to you very quickly. If you buy from us at BillO'Reilly.com, we'll send you a gift. You know, that kind of thing. So
all
I'm
good
around.
Stuff.
My industry is growing. I think it's the wave of the future, but we'll see, Dom. And I can't thank you enough for having me on your fine radio program. And I'm looking forward to coming out to talk to all the folks a week from Friday.
It is an experience. It is going to be even better, Bill. Thank you. Thanks so much. Good luck with the Israeli press tonight.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.